You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Walking Dead, Season 9, Episode 15, Frames Per Second Podcast. The Calm Before.
Yes.
There you go.
Think of it. There we go.
Yes.
I think it was too. All right, man. So, what y'all think?
Well, you know, first we're happy here today.
Oh yeah. We had a recording earlier. Right. We're down one. We're a man down. B won't be joining us today for this this recap. So,
but.
Hi. But you said last time I'm not a guest anymore.
You know, I mean. You did say that first. I know.
I'm getting glasses out of the cupboard by myself now. I don't ask for a glass. I go get it.
So, the episode before the season finale, which is tonight. So, here we are, man. So, I guess. Go around the table. First of all, thank you for subscribing to the show, man. I feel like I say this every time, but I'm really impressed with how fast the show is growing. Like it's pretty impressive. So thank you guys for tuning in, listening, and sharing the show. It means a lot. So and it means a lot that you guys are listening. So anyway, let's get to it, man. Who want to go first? Rod, you got a smile on your face, man.
No. I mean, I'm just excited about this, I guess, conversation. I mean, it's not that I want to go first, but I mean, I can.
Go first.
Yeah, you're going. I know, right? Nah, man, this was really good. This was really good. And it was very Walking Dead-ish. I know we said the last one was, but this one was even more so.
Mm-hmm. This shit felt like Game of Thrones.
It did. It did.
You talking about with the heads on those pipes?
Yes. But I thought the reason why I said it perfectly titled when you were saying the title is because, like, to them, it felt calm, but to us, it was, like, tense. I don't know if anybody else felt tense during the whole thing, but I know I felt tense. It's like it wasn't as calm, but looking at them, they don't know what the hell is going on, but we know what's going on. So it's just like, I don't know, man. It just was cool. It was cool seeing, you know, kind of like the gang all back together again or whatnot. And I don't know. It felt very Walking Dead-ish, man. Like, this felt like throwback Walking Dead. And, like, again, I know we said it before, but this one definitely felt like it for me. So, no, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I don't want to get too deep into it until we get into the conversation. But, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this one.
I think my tense moment came not knowing – what happened to Lydia?
I think that was
the most intense moment for me because
it wasn't intense when Alpha was walking up in that fan and took Ezekiel's arm like take me to the clothing sweat.
Nah. She didn't take his arm, he took her arm.
He damn sure did.
He was trying to get him a side piece. He said, "You heard about this tiger? Let me tell you."
And she was like,
"The Martin Lawrence tiger. We remember Martin."
Dog.
When I saw that damn tiger, because I made it home late Sunday, so I was warming up food, and I heard my wife talking about this, and she was just cracking up. She was like, "He got this fake ass tiger." I ran out of the kitchen and I fell out laughing. I was like, this damn fool, if that isn't some black shit.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, so she watches it too?
Yeah. We watch it together.
I ain't know that.
We was talking after on Facebook after the episode.
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't know. I didn't know she watched it.
She was like, girl, I was screaming. I said, bitch, I know I was too.
Yeah, but that was the only reason why the other parts were not is because I read the comics. Mm-hmm. So that diffused most of it. But
and that's why see, for I don't us read who it. Didn't. That's why I don't read the comics. Yeah. Right?
I mean, but
I was disappointed a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I don't right there.
I mean,
right
but there. You know, but this happened like a while ago. Like most of the stuff that's going in, we kind of already, unless they switch it up.
But I will say, you said you was disappointed, because I did read somewhere that the characters were different. That was on the
right,
and that's why I was disappointed.
Yes. Oh, that's why yes. you're disappointed.
I mean, are we getting into that or do we?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Did we already go around? Well, did you say you liked it?
I didn't.
We all liked it. You liked it?
I don't think he had a choice to talk yet.
I liked it, but I might want to say a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
So you go ahead, then we'll get into that part.
Yeah, so I like this episode. Like Mike, I was also a little bit disappointed. I was kind of like, y'all pussed out a little bit. You know what I mean? Y'all didn't puss out with the whole Glenn thing, but I feel like there was a little bit of pussification, but is that bad to say? Is that misogynistic to
it
say?
It is, but go ahead.
It is. My bad,
pussy
y'all.
Pussyfooting isn't necessary. I don't think it is, but go ahead.
we have to defer to the lone woman.
Yeah. I used it as a bad thing. I didn't mean. Pussy's great. so.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, really? So yeah, I did like the episode. I was tense the whole time. I'm like, yo, shit is too cute. It's too sweet. Yeah. You know, it is called the Calm Before. I was, I said on the last episode that
you were right. We don't get it.
That thing was gonna happen. But
that's why he wanted to talk because he wanted to.
No,
I wanted to give you that.
Give him.
Thank you,
give
Mike.
Him a second.
Yeah.
But I also said Henry. Full spoilers. I said that Henry was not going anywhere.
Fat me
you
either.
Did.
Bruh.
I didn't think, bruh.
I was like, Nay is so happy right now.
So can we get into that now?
Yeah.
Was I happy that Henry was dead? A little bit.
Okay.
But I did not want him to go out in front of Carol like that. Mm-hmm. I could not take. Don't get me wrong. That was probably one of the best because it was so heartfelt. But for her to see another baby dead and with a zombie head like that, and for Daryl to be holding her again, just like when Sophia came out the goddamn barn, honey, my heart dropped. It rocked me to my core. The only thing that took me by surprise almost as much as that was Tara Head on that goddamn steak. I thought I lost my breath when I saw Tara Head on the steak.
I loved it.
Fucked me up. It messed me up. It's good. I mean, it's great for the show. Like,
yeah.
Kudos. But goddamn, Tara.
Yeah, I like
she Tara. Got on my goddamn nerves. It was time for her to go.
Oh, Tara. So. She was coming into her own as a leader.
No, it wasn't.
Like, Jesus. I thought it was going to be Rosita. I would have much rather it be Rosita.
It was supposed to be.
I know. Worthless. It was supposed to be Rosita and Ezekiel, right? I kept looking for the hair. I was like, that's going to be Ezekiel Locke. She took his arm and took him to the back shit and fucked him up.
After she fucked him, then she fucked him up. That kind of bothered me.
That
I feel
it wasn't
like,
Ezekiel?
Yeah. Here's the problem I had with the deaths.
Okay.
75% of them were motherfuckers we didn't know or didn't give a fuck
y'all
about.
Y'all called that, though. Y'all said it was going to be fillers.
Yeah. And it was whack. It was whack.
The highwayman.
Yeah, the highwayman. Somebody said, I think it was you. Was it you?
It was me.
Okay, well, once again, Eric was right.
Thank you.
Yeah, the highwaymen, I didn't give a fuck about them dying. The little girls.
I didn't even know who half of them was at first. I had to run it back twice to be like,
same.
Oh.
That redhead.
Yeah.
Who, yeah. Frankie? Who the fuck is Frankie? we supposed to give a fuck about Frankie dying?
Did y'all know who she was, though?
No.
She was the one that Henry was talking to. Like, you lost.
No,
like
I got that part.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah.
It's not like no, I get
she wasn't a prominent
character.
You know? So
even the two guys who was messing with Lydia.
Yes, who cares? Because they were dicks anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to feel bad now?
Y'all didn't care about Enid?
Of course.
Enid was sad.
You predicted that she was gone, though.
I did.
Yeah, because because she moved to something like that. I was like, yeah, Mike called that because she said she was about to move.
And because the second she said, oh, yeah, you're my boyfriend, right? I was like, oh, she's finna die.
I didn't get that.
Because,
but if you notice, like, if you go back and watch it, they put attention on everybody that was going to be on those pipes.
Of course, they always do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the old lady, because she was.
Oh, that messed me up.
Oh, that was sad. Yeah. But I didn't care, though.
I didn't care. But
she
was
on the pikes, though, right?
Yeah, in the books, right?
Yeah.
No.
Wait,
was she in the books?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I thought they said that's the only one. The only one that's from the books that was.
They said that on Talking Dead?
Dang.
Or did you read that online? Yeah, I fell asleep on that shit, too.
No, I saw a post of what. That she was the only one, original one, on the pipe.
He left the baby with a drunk granddaddy.
But at least, okay, so.
I'm sorry, get out your thought. I'm sorry.
No, the problem I have with the show right now is the reason the deaths before hit us so hard was because The Walking Dead focused so much on making us care about these people. Mm-hmm. It made us really genuinely care if these motherfuckers were dying, if they're running from zombies. We're like, oh my God, don't get bit. Mm-hmm. It hasn't done that in a long time, mm-hmm. because people don't stick around long enough. Mm-hmm. And the people that do stick around, they don't put in enough work with them. Tara's been around since season 4, mm-hmm. and we really don't know shit about Tara. I liked her. I think it's mainly because I like her as a real person. I think she's funny.
Yeah, she seems good.
But on
you're saying like her backstory?
Not just her backstory. It's like we barely see her.
Mm-hmm. Like, we saw her a lot when she was doing that whole Oceanside thing.
That was like 2 episodes. It really was. If you really think about it, it was like 2 episodes. And the thing about it is also, did we really give a fuck that much?
If I liked her. That's what made me not start liking her.
Right. Exactly. I like her, mm-hmm. but I don't think that they forced her into us the way they did, like people like Dale, the way they did people like Andrea. Like when they died, it was really like, damn, fuck Herschel. When Herschel got his head chopped off,
that was bad.
That was the saddest shit. Seeing fucking Henry, I was like, cool.
If Herschel was A level, she's B level to me.
Say again, I'm sorry.
If Herschel's like A level, she's at least B level to me.
She was like C level. The rest of those motherfuckers were D, E, F.
The reason why I don't think she's C, C
like, because nobody cared.
Because like, she did have a lot of TV time, because like, even because she was dating that girl, mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. at one point, mm-hmm. so that was a storyline for, yep. a while. The Oceanside thing was a storyline,
but they
for
didn't
a while.
Drill it. Like it wasn't heartfelt with her. Like there wasn't a lot of like drama with her. It was just like, oh, here's Tara. Tara's doing something else. Tara's a little bit angry. Tara's
She's
making
been a
jokes.
Staple.
Yeah. She's yeah, been
that's
a staple,
why I say
but
B.
she's.
I'm with you. I'm like a B minus.
I
just
didn't care that much. Yeah. Like I feel like if they really wanted to fuck up the audience, they should have left it with Ezekiel. Cut that motherfucker's head off and put it on a pike. That would have rocked this show. I don't
they
think that the rest
kill
of them
Ezekiel
did.
Ezekiel and Henry with Carol.
Don't
now.
Kill Henry.
Don't kill Henry.
Leave right. Henry around, because Henry has to be the stupid kid. He has to be the new Carl. Lydia can't be that because we don't care enough about her yet. They should have left Henry live. Killed Ezekiel, let Carl see that, and then let Henry have to deal with the fact that this is his fault. But they fucked all of that up. The Walking Dead has been making bad killing decisions, I feel like, this whole season.
Well, I'm fine with it because I ain't read no comics.
I think the reason they kill Henry is because they want to, I don't know what they're going to do with the mom and the daughter. So, you know, you had to kill Henry in order for her to stay on that side, basically.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. Regardless, her mom killing off 10 people, I think would have forced Lydia to be like, I can't fuck
I mean,
this
technically,
shit.
She made her choice before any of that.
Yeah, I understand, but this really put the stake in the ground. Like, I think.
No
it's
pun.
No pun. Mm. I was going to say it, but I didn't think I had
it. I didn't even catch it.
I didn't say Pike. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, seeing, you know, how evil her mom is and all that, but I think it really drove it home. Like, yo, I just killed your man. So she's like, fuck you now.
And plus, she kind of blamed Henry for the fact that Lydia left
anyway.
Right.
And Lydia knew. She told them, do not fuck with my mom.
She did.
She is crazy.
But they didn't fuck with it. It just took her.
That's fucking with her.
That's her daughter, bro.
They fuck with her. You can't say don't fuck with her mom and stay at the camp. You should just took Michonne's advice. Yeah.
No, true, but she didn't know it was good. She knew
Lydia
crazy.
Lydia knew it was that bad.
Yeah, but the camp.
That's why she went running to Ezekiel as soon as she realized
like, no,
her mom was here. Y'all in trouble.
But she because Henry was missing, and she knew that her mom had Henry.
And that's all.
And she knew what was up.
Yep.
So because it really, again, it comes down to decisions, as it always do, right? Mm-hmm. Because Beta said, all you had to do
was give us back the
group. Give us Lydia. Mm-hmm. That's it. And they didn't. They chose to keep her for Henry.
And now you got 10 people dead because of that stupid shit.
Because of that. And Daryl
included Henry.
That's what's crazy. Like the way the whole shit started, he's dead already. I didn't necessarily get that.
Yeah, it wasn't a good choice.
Who's dead? Oh, Henry. Henry. Oh, yeah.
I hate Henry.
It's like they're in that position because of him.
Right.
Well, yeah, but
they are.
I think the thing for me, right, is that I think it showed that Michonne was right. Her way was right.
To
isolate herself from other people and to protect the family and those that are close to her. Because as soon as they opened their doors to somebody else, people ended up dead. When Michonne opened that door to her friend, the kids got snatched up and taken. That's when she walled herself off. Daryl was a part of that. Daryl knew better, which is why he initially was against Lydia. And was like, no, she needs to go. Take her back. He changed his mind. He got a little rickish on us, and switched up. And now 10 people are dead. And on top of that, who else made those decisions? Gabriel was like, oh, we're going to grant her asylum. Everybody opened their doors to this stranger that they didn't know, but they all knew that her people posed a threat. And they knew they didn't have the numbers to deal with them. That's why they said, we got to unite all four communities, because there was no way they're going to beat them. They don't have the numbers to do it. So Michonne, as soon as she left to go back over there, 10 people ended up dead because of Daryl and Henry. You know, and these he was right the first time.
Who?
Daryl.
Okay.
Take her, let her stay. Henry made a dumb decision to go get her, and now his ass ended up dead.
And that's the part that I think they fucked up on, because they could have rode that drama a little bit longer.
They definitely could. That's what I wanted to ask y'all when I came here, because I know a lot of times y'all are joking like, yeah, Henry needs to fucking die. Henry needs to fucking die. So I wanted to say, okay, now that he's dead, are you happy he's dead?
No.
I never felt like that, for the record.
Right. I mean, I didn't like Henry. I thought Henry was really fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. But I just think, and it's not just because I read the comics. I think I'd probably feel this way without the comics. Mm-hmm. I just feel like this death scene wasn't enough. With Glenn, it was enough. When they bashed Glenn's brains out. Now, if they had just killed Abraham, it wouldn't have been enough, because we didn't care about Abraham like that. They needed Glenn to fuck everybody up. I think they thought that killing off Enid and Tara was going to do it. But we didn't care about them like that.
I think they were scared to make that big of a sacrifice.
I think so, too.
Because people left the show after Glenn died.
I don't know,
well,
man.
No, I think it's because the people on the show keep leaving. They don't have anybody.
And that could be it, too.
Who else is there that we're really that emotionally invested in? There's Carol, and there's Daryl, and Michonne. That's it. We're not emotionally invested in anybody else on
the
show.
I think they thought Henry was going to be the one that take people out, which is why they saved him for last.
Of course.
And it wasn't so much Henry, as more Carol.
Right.
Our emotional reaction was to Carol.
Right.
Exactly.
So, the way Daryl ran over there to her, like, don't
That was,
look at me. Look at me.
I don't care that Henry's gone. Answer your question, it don't bother me. He was getting on my nerves anyway. But the only thing that
integral to the story, though.
The only thing I don't like about it is that now you're stuck with Lydia. So every time they look at Lydia, they're going to be like, God damn, you're the reason why these motherfuckers are dead. You're the reason why. How's Carol going to react to Lydia?
She I saw in an episode that in a trailer, she was like, looked like she was trying to take her out a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, really? Carol's about to lose her goddamn mind.
And I can't wait.
Right. So, but I want to go back to what Mike was saying about the Pike scene. I don't know. I don't know if it would have made a big difference if Ezekiel is, I can never say his fucking name. Ezekiel died.
I think it would have been a lot harder.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's the key.
I don't care. I don't care about him. If he would have died, I'm like,
that takes the hope away from the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's the heart. Exactly. Yeah. He's the happy nigga.
He's Herschel.
Yes. And combining the part before that, think about how nice he was to her. Mm-hmm. Like, he walked up, he's like, oh, you look like you're lost, and I'm so sorry we haven't met. Take my arm. Let me walk you around the corner. All that shit. And then his head turns up on a pike, It would have been so much more effective than, oh, here's Henry, the guy we couldn't stand anyway. Here's Enid. We didn't really know shit about her anyway. Here's Tara.
But I felt like they went with the unexpected. We didn't expect Henry to be on that pike.
He was the only one, though.
But that's what
I didn't expect Tara.
I didn't expect Tara, but it wasn't that much of a shock.
It was to me.
Yeah, it wasn't that much of a
shock. I felt like Henry was a bigger shock than Ezekiel. Because even though I didn't read the comics, I felt like he was going to die.
Henry was a shock, but the point is, for the rest of the story, I feel like they keep making these mistakes. I don't think they should have killed Carl. I don't think they should have killed Jesus. It's like they just keep doing these things, and it doesn't sound like they're thinking about the long run.
It's like,
I think they are thinking about the long run, though.
But they're killing off the worst people. Like, they're killing off the people that I think are kind of stronger and integral to the story. Like, Tara could have done a lot more shit. She was the only leader left for, I always get the communities mixed up.
Is it Hilltop
that she's the leader of?
Yeah. Hilltop, yeah.
She was the you just killed Jesus, who was the leader. Then Tara steps in,
I didn't get it. Yeah, you got rid of Maggie. Like, what are you doing? You got rid of Maggie, then you got Jesus, and you killed Jesus. Then now you have Tara, now you killed Tara. I'm like, why can't Hilltop keep it together?
I mean, I don't want to just like I didn't like this episode, because I really thought this episode was incredible. It was great. Mm-hmm. I just did not like the choices they made. I agree with Eric. I think that they kind of punked out with what they were going to do. I think that they were probably going to kill. And I think they were playing with people's emotions.
They were, because when, like, she took his arm, if he was in the comics as dead,
right.
I'm sure people, when they walked off together, was like, oh, shit.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And then when they said, didn't they, somebody say, where is the king? I need to go find the king.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Somebody said
They didn't show him until
the end. With the Henry. End,
right, yeah.
He's over there behind the screen. Look at this funny-ass cartoon. Yo, corny-ass.
And that cartoon wasn't that goddamn funny.
They ain't seen movies in a decade. Oh, anything is funny.
Damn, that shit wasn't funny. They were in there.
You could show me some Betty Boop, I'd be happy.
All of them was in fucking tears. Jam. I'm like, what the hell? That shit ain't that damn funny. But,
How would y'all
Judith
have felt
was being
if
a
Judith?
Kid then?
Yeah, how would
oh,
you
that would have been tight.
You would have been happy if Judith's head was on a stake.
What would have fucked the audience up more? Judith would have ruined the audience.
That's too early.
It is too early. She needs to die later. It is too early. But I'm just saying, if I turn the show on and I saw Judith's head with a little hat, and she
kept the hat on.
Yeah. I'd have been like, whoa, y'all went there, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, they can't afford to pull moves like that no more.
No, they can't do that.
But then that's the point. Yeah. It's like, if y'all are too scared to make the decisions that y'all used to make, then just fucking call it a day on the show. Just let it go. Because all these little bitch moves, killing off this guy that's been here on two episodes, and then telling the story afterwards, they showed up and they fought like
that,
warriors. And
yeah, what y'all think about that?
They stuck together.
It was terrible. Nobody want to hear that shit. Just leaving with the heads on the pike. We didn't need no sappy ass story about. And
I didn't need
fought.
The story. Except the part where
I did hit me
when Enid jumped up and she had the
knives. She was like, nigga,
she was like, okay, we about to go. That did hit me knowing that she went out like a G.
Nah, I'm like,
her
man,
and my girl Tara
ain't...
went out like G.
They did. Yeah. Even the granny was swinging that shovel around trying to
didn't hit nobody either.
But she was swinging it.
She was swinging the fuck out that shovel. Couldn't hit shit.
As soon as I saw Enid, I'm like, who the hell your ass gonna beat with
so,
Enid? I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Considering the fact that Enid and Granny and Tara was fucking up the Whisperers, are we still not convinced that
who
the Whisperers
has their own pikes?
Because Alpha came in and stopped the whole shit.
Yeah.
So Alpha's strong as fuck.
As we
Alpha is that bitch.
Don't matter.
But her people weak
and you,
as hell.
And no, how did they get the advantage? Because the Highwaymen came up from behind them. And
the one but two of them. That. The one but two of them.
You keep saying that. It's two of them. You gotta.
But you know what? But
it's
about.
Okay. It's
no,
all
no,
right.
No, no, no. It's,
you can hold
it's,
on to it.
You guys, I think the way that
and
I'm looking at it.
Hands tied behind their back.
The way that I'm looking at it is that I think you may be wrong, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, looking at them as physically weak. For me, it's all about power. And Alpha has a considerable amount of power over all the communities simply because she got all of the motherfucking walkers. She had them in a position, in a powerless position. All of them motherfuckers were surrounded. She sent the guardians, they sent the guardians in first, then they came afterward and they had them surrounded, tied up, walked Daryl ass out with the goddamn shotgun and said, look at all this.
But that's
and
her point. That was all me. Alpha.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Alpha wasn't
there.
The Whisperers
the
are pawns.
But
the Whisperers pawns, and pawns are important in chess.
I understand
right.
that, but that. I guess when I look at them trying to physically beat anybody, even though them motherfuckers not on a goddamn pike, I'm looking at just their position of power, regardless of who leading them or not. To me, I'm not looking at how they can physically beat anybody, because when they had the all out war, I'll be damned. Didn't Rick go in there and fuck up all of the goddamn satellite offices, and didn't all the motherfuckers fight back, and then they all end up dead? Like, he took out multiple outposts. Took out multiple outposts.
Because Rick was that nigga.
But I'm just saying, I don't really see the difference if one group is getting whooped up. Rick did the same fucking thing against people that I would assume that you guys think are far more stronger than the Whisperers.
I think the Whisperers just showed up and they made us think that they were going to be really menacing and really dangerous and really just whatever, and they're not coming through. It seems like Alpha is the only one that's coming through.
And Beta.
Beta didn't even really come through.
Beta really hasn't yet.
Beta hasn't done shit. Yeah. He showed up after Daryl and knocked you down a fucking elevator.
But wasn't
elevator
that Negan,
shaft.
Though?
Wasn't what Negan?
Wasn't Negan Alpha?
Nah, because think about it. Even when you had, remember Simon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even
lieutenant.
Simon without Negan
was generals.
Ruthless. Remember when
he had
killed
generals.
all the trash people?
Yeah. He had
and
generals.
And Negan didn't even want
trash people.
It doesn't matter. But Negan didn't even want him to do that. But Kyle. What was his name?
Simon.
Mm-hmm. Don't fucking get Kyle. Mm-hmm. Simon, even though Negan said, don't kill anybody, mm-hmm. Simon was like, nah, fuck that. We about to get brutal. You over here mm-hmm. talking shit? I'm going to kill all of you. The Whisperers don't have anybody like that.
So does that make Negan look weaker by proxy?
No.
No, because he had them strong-ass niggas under control.
Right. And he had.
I mean, obviously not, though.
Yeah.
Well, but he
was
got control of the situation real quick once he That's realized true. What he was doing, and Simon was gone.
But and it still
Alpha
made
the
people the look.
Too.
Hmm?
Yes, we know Alpha is strong. We know that.
I think we just disagree on this. And that's it. That's just it.
So, honestly, I thought minds would change about the Whisperers after the episode. But mm-hmm. but no, we all, I mean, y'all still feel the same about
the
Whisperers.
Yeah, the Whisperers really ain't doing shit.
Nah,
Alpha's running the show.
They're powerful.
But Mike, you remember the comics. Did they really do shit in the comics like that?
Yeah, I feel like they did not make them look so weak in the comics.
I got to go back and reread it because it seems like we're following the same blueprint.
Nah, because I feel like Beta was a lot scarier in the comics. The only time he turned to be I can't say.
Nah,
I think he was a lot scarier. And I feel like even the other Whisperers, they didn't come off like, you know, just so timid and like, we're not really finna do shit. Let's just go tell Alpha.
I'm gonna reread it, but I think it's kind of the same thing.
Like even leading into this episode, we have to tell, what they say? We must tell Alpha. And then when the one saw her crying, she was just like, come here.
That was kind of dope, though, actually.
It was dope. Nah, it's dope.
I like
dope.
That part.
But again, it's just like...
It's a cliche.
What you need?
Oh.
Just killing your people. Like that happens all the time in movies.
Like, it just looks... Yeah. It's like
But
sometime...
Negan killed his own people, too.
That's what I'm saying. It happens all
like,
the time.
Like, I don't understand.
Only if they really did something. Right. He didn't just kill him just because he fucking felt like
right.
it.
Right.
And
no,
but
you know why
was...
she, you know why she killed
no,
him.
No,
though.
Of course I do. I do.
She that wasn't because she felt like it.
It was because he saw her crying.
Right. She has to continue to... keep that position of power.
That's
she
my point. Negan killed people because he had to. Like, if they did something that he knew he had to kill them for.
And he had to outsmart them to kill them. Like, Simon, he had to be smart about it. Like, he couldn't just run up on them. He had to, like, kind of, like, plan it and
right.
figure
think,
out. And
did
shit.
He ever kill Simon?
Yes.
I don't remember.
He found out that Simon was had left him for dead and was taking over the crew. And was trying to get other people on his side. Remember?
Yeah, because they tried Dwight. To do a coup against
yes.
Negan, the strong guy.
Right.
His own
and
people
it,
turned
and
against him.
And it didn't work. And it didn't
I'm
work.
Just saying,
because he, because
I'm
Negan,
just saying, I know, I feel you.
Negan had strong people on his crew.
Right.
Alpha has a bunch of dumbasses
just
that
like
don't
the,
think.
Yeah, just like just, the just like the crew he had that when Negan was gone, they still had crew, like a crew of
that
people
were loyal
that was loyal to him and still was wreaking havoc on shit. You take Alpha away, you take Beta away.
It's done.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Sanctuary could. Sanctuary had people that can hold their own.
Is that not
just
the
like
point?
The guy that just like the guy that that Carol burnt up him that crew. Mm-hmm. They wasn't weak. Like they can hold their own. It wasn't.
They got caught slipping.
They just That's got caught all? Slipping.
Oh no!
It
when
ain't
you take out
else.
When you take out multiple outposts.
Huh?
I don't know.
He took out the first outpost because half of them were asleep.
Sleep.
He took out the second
if they were
outpost.
He spent the whole episode fucking. We getting off topic.
No,
but
no,
he
no,
spent
no.
the whole
I don't
episode
get off topic.
Fucking motherfuckers up.
Right, but the Come sanctuary, the, some of the people had took out some of Rick's people too though.
He had that whole crew had Rick licking boots for a whole season and a half.
Yeah.
But these guys are still fighting back. Hopefully these 10 heads make them do something. But like, I'm not invested in the fucking Whisperers anymore.
What did y'all think about that hurt?
That shit was dope. But again, that's Alpha. Alpha's like, look what I got. So keep talking your shit.
I just don't see how that's a problem.
With her name,
that's just a weak argument.
With her name being Alpha,
how is it a weak argument?
With her name being Alpha, she should be at like the very top. She has one lieutenant, which is Beta, and everybody else is pawns, as you say.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see them as not being smart or whatever, but they still have their uses.
It just makes them not scary.
They do have their uses. You're absolutely right.
So what would make them scary? Like them getting a kill or them being confident?
Yeah, them fucking more shit up before the heads thing. Because it feels like at this point, the only time people get fucked up is when Alpha shows up. These guys don't do shit. And in the comics, they were doing shit. They were kidnapping people. They were killing motherfuckers. They were just rolling up and just stabbing shit. Like, remember the motherfuckers on the horses? And they just rolled up and was like, oh, who are you? Ah, bah. Stab them in the fucking kidneys. They ain't doing that shit here. They're just grabbing them off. Oh, we got to take them back to Alpha. It's like, man, come on, bro. Like, and then Alpha shows up. Oh, about to kill people. Cool. Uh-huh. But these guys need to be more menacing if I'm going to fucking invest myself in a whole season and a half of this fucking war.
Okay.
Because you kill, I'm saying, if all you got is Alpha leading a bunch of dumbasses, then it gets old after a while.
I think all we've always had in The Walking Dead is one Alpha leader leading a bunch of dumbasses.
No,
we just told you we had right. Dwight, who.
Okay, and then who else?
Simon.
The governor.
The governor was horrible.
And Alpha isn't. We're getting off topic.
Because
I say stop. Because I already done talking about it. because we just disagree on this. Just period. There's no way I'm going to convince y'all, and there's no way y'all going
to
convince me.
Winter's coming.
Yeah, we just here.
Yeah, y'all gonna have a hard winter.
Yeah,
and that just shows Ezekiel's a dumb motherfucker. How you got this chick talking to you like that? And you don't sense something's wrong.
He didn't in the comics.
He
probably sees the best in everybody.
Nice little white woman with her little cleavage out, her little long blonde hair, and he's like,
he do
oh,
like
okay.
the snow.
He said, oh, okay. That's what this is. Come see this staff, girl. Let's talk about it.
Sir.
Let's talk. He's trying to get Carol in the menagerie. That's what he's trying to do.
No.
You know, I do.
That's what he's trying
How
to do.
How does this always turn sexual? I just don't understand.
I pointed at Mike.
Snitching ass.
Going back to the Pike thing, right? I do agree with you, like,
who?
Eric. Why you always do that?
So the audience, so the people, so the people listening can know.
What'd you say now?
Because he's Roderick.
I'm a director, man.
I said it, man. I know, if anybody cares, Rod cares, man.
They'll figure it out. But anyway,
how?
Because he'll
context clues.
Because he'll talk back. He'll reply to what I'm saying.
Well, let me direct, man. That's just what I do, man. I can't help it.
This ain't your fucking.
It's a natural reflex.
No, I get it, but you gotta let it play out.
Okay,
but
so
what anyway,
did you agree with
yeah, what's up?
Shit, I forgot.
God damn it, Rod.
Y'all
almost had one, Rod. You took it away from me.
Y'all niggas getting sleepy.
It's crazy.
Man. About the Pikes. It was something about,
the
Pikes.
Going back
that
to
they
the
punked
Pikes.
Out.
Okay.
That
okay.
they punked out. Yes.
What do you think they should have killed?
I remember when I read the comics, how I gasped when I saw old boy's head on the Pike.
Ezekiel's?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa. I didn't have that same reaction when I saw Henry. Even though I was pleased that Henry, Enid, and Tara are dead. Because I just grown out of it. Like, I didn't like any of them anymore. But they did miss a moment. Yeah. They did miss a moment because they played up the king so much in all of these episodes. Like, he was built up.
Yep.
That, you know, he went to get the damn movie. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing this fair. Like, he was the guy that was bringing hope. And if they would have killed him.
They still got time to kill him, though.
Do you think.
They still have time to kill him.
My bad.
No, go ahead.
I'll be really quick.
No, you're good.
Do you think they purposely subverted expectations because that's what you thought was going to happen?
Yes.
In a Last Jedi type of thing?
They're scared.
Yep.
I don't think it's a scared thing.
I think they're definitely scared.
I think it was just because everybody expected it.
I think they're scared to lose more fans. Because
I think,
but I don't think you're going to lose no. I just don't think you're going to lose fans.
I think that people don't want any more of this brutality. I think they might.
Why have they stuck around so long? Like, why do they watch then?
Well, a lot of people are gone because of that.
And so the people still here who have become accustomed to the brutality want it back.
Well, the brutality has kind of died off a little bit in the comics, too.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it has. I was going to say, I think who they should have killed, who would have been a lot more hard-hitting, was Jerry.
Oh.
Even though I love, but think about that. You said,
you're right.
Because we all love Jerry. Well, Jerry's just as positive as the king. He just had a kid. Or no, he didn't. I'm sorry. He just got that.
Didn't somebody give
him a kid or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, he has four kids. And he's the nicest guy in the crew. If we saw Jerry's head on that pike, or even if you killed his wife, something that would have made Jerry be fucked up, I think would have hit harder.
Yeah.
But I think they completely missed the mark with these murders. Like, nobody.
So, as somebody that hasn't read the comics, I feel like I can see how y'all saying they punked out.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was still impactful.
It was still impactful for someone that hasn't read the comics.
Which one was it? Henry or was it all of them?
It was Henry.
It was Tara for
you. I guess
it wasn't Tara for me. So it was Henry and what's her name?
Enid.
Mm-hmm. Those were the main two that got me because I did not expect them to kill Henry.
I just did not
expect to see his head up on there.
I expected it to be Ezekiel, and the fact that it was Henry, I actually literally laughed out loud. I was like, whoa, y'all killed Henry?
I guess so, because again, you read the comics. So
it was past comics, because Henry's not like this. Man. I don't even think Henry exists in the comics, does he?
Bro, he didn't even try to fight back.
You noticed that too?
Yeah, he just stood up.
Oh, he sure did. He didn't even try to fight.
Because he said he wouldn't hurt them, remember?
You got to be fucking with me.
If that's what it is, I'm going
to
be real mad.
No, he said he wouldn't try to kill him or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said he wouldn't try to kill him.
He didn't have his stick. See, remember all that talk about Henry and his stick and fucking everybody up? Henry didn't do shit. Even the little nerdy girl was kicking motherfuckers.
She was kicking people with her hands behind her back.
I was just going to say, speaking of legs tonight, y'all just recorded the Us review. His leg was a little fucked up from the stabbing. So his stick was a walking stick.
But he was still fighting with that stick. Mm. Was he?
Was he? Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. You're right. Either way, I'm cool with Henry dying. I just wish it was somebody that, you know what? They should have saved Jesus for this. I think even Jesus would have fucked us up more.
Oh, yeah.
Enid and fucking, you know.
To Ron's point, And Nays as well, I do think the impact was felt.
Yeah.
It was just muted for us.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, because I had to, like, just the reactions of like, my wife and then the conversations y'all had and just seeing other people, like, that to me told me that everybody else got it a lot more than
we
I
both
did
was like,
else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt it. My hands were up on my head. I was like,
really?
I was like,
did you cry?
I was like, no.
Yes, you did.
Nate was like,
I was like, they killed Henry? I was like,
so it was mainly Henry that killed
him. It was Henry
up
for me that was like surprising, Tara, you know?
Yeah, Tara was the only one that really was like, wow, because I really liked her. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
I thought she was cool, but
I
hadn't felt anything about her.
She had just signed a treaty. Mm-hmm. She was talking about she wanted to get back to her people. She was taking that.
I didn't like the way she was treating Michonne. I don't like the way she was.
She's been salty with her.
You mean earlier this season?
Mm-hmm. Even when they rolled up,
you still don't know why. They need to explain that. Well, shit, she's dead now.
She's gone now.
So now they can't even fucking explain that. I guess they could.
I did like how when they were signing the charter that it was like, and this is a Ken thing, but it was like women and black men signing the charter instead of, you know, because it was signed by all white men back in the day when they.
Okay.
I thought that was dope.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was dope. I was like, wow. I was mad that Gabrielle took it away from Michonne. And I was like, oh, man, let the black women sign the little charter thing. But
why is Gabriel alive?
I don't know.
Why wasn't his head on a fucking pike with his one eye? Why wasn't he up there?
That eye get on my goddamn nerves.
Me too.
I'm tired of looking at
him
that
and
shit.
His fucking Fetty Wap. They need to kill his ass.
Yeah.
He should have died, and I think they should have pulled the plug on Rosita. I think that would have fucked people up a lot.
Do you think so? Because she
a pregnant woman, absolutely.
That's risky, dog.
It is.
Oh,
but
hey,
that's
it was done.
Shit needs to happen. If you really
you mean in the comics,
and Marna Sadiq and all of that
would have been dope.
But the comics are much darker than the TV show.
I know, but that's kind of the problem. Like, just take a risk, kill a pregnant chick.
Be happy with who they killed. I'm happy with who they
killed. I'm cool with it. I just feel like
I really
I wanted
like
to be more,
you
know,
seeing you guys. Honestly, man, because like when I saw the old lady, I was like, damn, they killed.
Yeah,
the
that
kind of
hurt me a little bit too.
I'm like, damn, they killed Enid. damn, they killed Henry. Like, I was really affected by this. I was really like, damn. But I can see that I would be on you guys' side if I read the comments. Like, oh, yeah, man, they took the easy route. They ain't kill such and such. And
I was
that.
Expecting Ezekiel to be on the stage.
Exactly.
Even though.
Right.
But so, we never said that, though. We never told you we thought Ezekiel was going to die.
I understand that. But you remember, if you remember, I said that if anyone was going to die, it would make sense for Ezekiel mm-hmm. to die. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The fact that they just totally just flipped that shit and made it Henry, because either way you're gonna replace it. I feel like you could replace Henry with Ezekiel and vice versa, because Carol's still gonna be affected, right?
But Carol's gonna really be the only one that's real. Well, Carol and Lydia, but nobody gives a fuck about Lydia. But Carol's gonna really be affected by Henry. Daryl a little bit, but I feel like everyone would have been fucked up if they saw Ezekiel's head.
I disagree. Okay. I feel like everybody's messed up because of Henry. Because you had.
You mean the audience or the civilians?
The actual people on the show.
Okay.
So you got Daryl that would, you know, had a connection with him. He went out, literally risked his life to save.
He didn't even like Henry, bro.
But he literally risked his life to save Henry.
He didn't like him. He loved
him. Because of Carol.
Yeah.
That's all right. Because of Carol.
It was his job to watch over him.
Yeah, because Carol told him to.
Okay. And he took on the job.
I don't know, man. I just feel like it was more powerful with Henry dying than Ezekiel, man. Personally,
I would have been more shocked if they fucking killed like one of them the deaf chick or Pusey.
That's what I was about to say.
Of course,
I thought
people.
It was gonna be the girlfriend.
Pusey got on my goddamn.
You mean the
nerves.
Sister?
She sure.
Oh, you mean the, Magna?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, because she hadn't been deaf. Around at all.
Right?
How you just gonna?
Yeah,
leave?
Where's that? Oh,
no, you that's okay. Gonna leave and not say bye. Man, shut your stupid ass.
Anytime
up.
Could be our last goodbye.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Come on, man.
That was pretty bad. Even though I was like, that was kind of bad. How do you act badly doing sign language?
Oh, okay.
She's a bad actress.
Oh,
she really
okay.
Is.
I thought
she's
you were saying
actress,
like the dialogue.
I mean, she's
and
a dancer.
The dialogue.
She need to go. She need to go
yeah.
break dance.
You think the
yeah.
dialogue was bad?
The dialogue was
that whole,
good.
That whole scene was just.
Yeah, it made terrible. Sense. I mean, did it make sense?
It made sense. It was just yeah, badly
it was
just done.
Like, it was, okay. Yeah.
She over there like moving her.
Yeah.
Arm. She's
like
to touch her. I'm
you
moving
a grown ass.
What you doing? Don't touch. Why are you standing by me if you don't even fucking touch your arm?
Fuck away then.
Get out of here then, Pusey. Go somewhere.
It's not Pusey.
It's Pusey.
Where was your ass at?
God damn it.
That is not.
Tired of Pusey over there crying.
Just because I'm a G more than you.
Right. I'm willing to go off in these trenches.
I can't hear a goddamn thing.
And I'm still willing to go out in the streets.
Right.
And you over here hiding and talk about why yeah. you just gonna leave me.
I did the fuck up, I did Pusey. Find it interesting that in that scene she alluded to something about having yeah. memories of her baby. So I wonder if they're gonna do more backstory on them and see if Helen you got me calling this girl
yeah.
Helen
ooh,
fucking
yeah.
Connie.
Yep.
Helen Keller.
If Connie Keller had a baby.
Yeah, I did think that was interesting too. I think we said that though when she was
yeah. You
save
guys
that
asked
baby.
Why was she so
yeah.
attached?
Yeah,
yeah somebody mm-hmm. did. I remember.
Yeah,
because when they talked about, it, I was like, oh yeah, somebody on the show asked about that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened.
Well, I disagree with you guys on that scene. I thought it was good.
Ooh, look at her face good. When she's doing it.
No. Bad, at first, I think it started off bad, but then it kind of came into its own because you got to think just from a directorial standpoint, like how do you sell sign language, like you know what I'm saying, that's a hard task, I think. So, but I think they did it well.
I was reading the caption, so I can't speak on the acting.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
look at her face, she's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
no,
she's
no
like
I'm doing
pouty
you,
face.
You mean, no, that's what I'm saying. That was it, started off bad, it did, but I got into it at some point
when she started talking about the baby.
I didn't, and then they hug at the end, the way they hug, it's just so dramatic.
And I think all of that ruined the whole reveal about the baby, too. Like, I probably would have been like, oh, man, she had a baby that probably died if Pusey didn't get in the goddamn way.
Leave her alone.
How come Pusey wouldn't just automatically put that shit together?
Her name
her
is not Pusey. What is this?
I don't remember.
Is Pusey.
Listen, that's
Connie's
just,
sister.
Is yeah.
Pusey. Just like, oh, yeah, Granny. Sister. Just like that Brandy brother. Connie's
oh,
sister.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, yeah, she about to get on my goddamn nerves, too. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think yeah. I'm about ready for her to go.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that nobody from that community died. Or nobody was, like, new to the season.
I thought it was going to be not Magna, but the other one.
Yumiko?
Yumiko, yeah. I thought it was going to be her.
Okay, yeah.
I thought she was going to die.
I did, too, because of the kiss. I was like, uh-oh, yeah. It's a wrap.
Yep.
Did they say that they were a couple before this episode?
I don't remember
that. New?
Yeah. Okay. No, they were talking about it. They were saying that Magna wouldn't necessarily commit. I forget the exact words, but there's an episode when they first get found and they're riding with Michonne. Yumiko is talking about it, mm-hmm. and Magnus sitting in the back and is just kind of pouting. But if you go back and watch in that episode, they make it very clear.
Damn,
because I thought she had the boyfriend who turned into the zombie with the weird shirt. Okay,
she did. Okay, but after that,
gotcha.
Yeah. It's the end of the world.
Shit, hey, how you live?
Hey, I'm just saying.
You know, never mind. You know, when I first saw the Highwayman, I thought it was Luke.
I did too.
And at first, I was fucked.
I did too.
I did too.
I wasn't fucked up, but I was like, "Damn, Luke." That would have
been sadder than the fucking Highwayman.
Yeah,
Luke knew the Highwayman.
Luke would have been sad because Luke is so goofy and jovial, and all he wants to do is play music and sing and shit. So I think him getting his head cut off, it would have. And because the thing about it is, Yumiko's out there on her fucking hands and knees crying. You didn't know none of these motherfuckers. What are you so sad about? You didn't know a single fucking head up there.
That is true.
You couldn't name a single person up there.
Yeah, she did. Michonne's
crying,
out.
Made sense. Daryl's like, oh shit, Carol, look at me. Don't look up there. Carol's crying, made sense. Yumiko's on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
What are you so broken up about?
I mean,
maybe her leg is hurt. Maybe had a cramp.
Oh my
if I saw eight heads on the stake,
I'm not chomping my
like
knees.
Zombies, I would be very sad.
Maybe she was scared.
I wouldn't.
No, she looked like she's about to
not
cry.
After I took inventory.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's more food for me.
Right.
Shit. Where were they living? Maybe I can get their bed.
Oh, my God.
She was connected to Tara, whatever her name is. Because
she barely
community
knew Tara.
No. She was a community leader.
She barely knew her.
I understand she barely knew her, but like, nah, man, that's your, you've accepted. Cause, oh, yeah, and they sold that in the beginning. It's like, yo, this is our home now.
Fine, but you drop into your hand. She was the only one.
Listen. This is not television. They trying to act like this is real life. And I don't care who it is. If your head is on a stake, I'm going to be sad.
I'm not going to talk to my knees, though.
Not me.
I'm not dropping to my knees. I'd be like, damn.
That's pretty grotesque.
They done cut Eric's head off? That's fucked up.
I'm going to be looking around.
That's fucked up, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking around.
Why that be my head, though?
Dropping for Eric, man. She dropping to your knees
for Eric. I'm not dropping for nobody.
I would drop to my knees for you, Eric. Thanks, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dog.
That would make me sad.
I'm with Mike. I'm like, you should just stay with us.
I can't still be alive.
We told you don't go outside, didn't we? We told you don't go outside.
I had to get the light bulb, all right? All right?
I would cry if I saw a head on a stake.
I'd be looking around. I'll leave.
I want my head to be on the stake. I'm like, look, yo, it's about to get me too.
Right. I think I would leave. Y'all got this. Y'all got this shit on your.
Oh yeah, so it was Tara and the old lady. They could have had an attachment to either one of those people.
She didn't know the old lady
neither.
But
she did. Sad. She God it's damn, not, it these niggas have zombie heads.
But she lived with these people.
She just got there.
She didn't just.
She been there like a week.
It's been longer than a week.
I've known y'all for like 10+. I'm not dropping to my knees for
it's
y'all
been
motherfuckers.
Longer than
Mike is stuck on the knees thing. Mike is stuck on the knees thing.
Let Carol drop to her knees. It was like they're
and
not.
She was the only one that didn't drop to her knees.
She didn't even cry.
No, she cried. She
cried a little bit.
Yeah, but
she should have fucking just passed out.
She would have
caught her. Daryl should have caught her and been like, "I got you."
He did kind of catch her.
That was so sad.
That was a really good scene.
Carol's scene was great. Carol's scene was great. Michonne's scene was great.
It seemed so sincere. Like, it seemed so real the way she responded to it.
And
but again, that's why Henry was important to be on that stake.
I'm not denying Henry. I'm with you. I think Henry being dead was fine. But I just think that it's now going to fuck up with Lydia. Because it's like, what are you supposed to do with Lydia now?
She will have to go.
I think they got something in store for her.
We would drop her ass.
I'm Michonne. I'm going
to ask. I'd have killed her. I'd have killed her right then and there.
Like, there y'all go. I ain't got time.
Like, look at this shit. Your mama did this. And you think you finna come back with us?
Right. Hell no! You,
and you got Daryl
around.
Walking her over there. You know,
right?
She put a little necklace. Get the fuck out of here!
Doing,
the
Daryl?
Second she bent down, I kicked her in the back of the fucking head. God damn! Or shot her with the fucking little.
I would have let her get her condolences.
You got horny Henry Q.
Right. Henry didn't even get no ass.
He got a kiss. He got two pecs.
Oh shit!
He didn't even get any tongue on thing.
You got some head though.
He didn't get no head.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, that was bad.
I know, it was bad. It was bad, but there wasn't a better time. There wasn't a better time.
That was good.
Thank you.
All right. I was going to say something else. Damn. Oh, man.
It was still a great episode.
It was.
I think it was a good build up. I think the story was dope.
How do they top it?
They don't.
So next episode, the finale is gonna is not gonna be as good.
That's why I think they nutted too early. Like, how what are you supposed to do after
why
this?
Why all these sexual? I don't understand. Okay, they nutted too soon. Go ahead.
Now?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect.
What? How do you end the season?
Because I don't get the winner, like, and they got to cross into the border. So does that mean they're going to let the herd loose? Like, I don't
that's
get
probably what's
that's what
happen.
I was going to say. All right, I'm sorry. I'm back now. I did my Doctor Strange shit. So Alpha, the reason why Daryl is close to Lydia now because she told her, like, well, that's not my daughter anymore. I don't care. She's not a part of us. And then he was
so
like,
I hope
well,
you can protect her.
And then he's like, don't worry about it. We will. So, yeah, that's what he's on now.
You got Tara killed. You got Enid killed. Okay. You got Henry killed. Mm-hmm. And you think I'm going to chill with you after that?
Not going to happen.
Get the fuck out of
but
here,
but he
Lydia.
Knows that the mama don't want her no more.
Man, it don't matter. It don't matter. You got all my homies killed.
Yeah. Now I'm a heartless.
Nah. Daryl, this is not like Daryl. Daryl should be like,
he turning into Rick.
No, get out of here. No, dog.
He should have left that damn girl where she was at.
Right. And snatched Henry's stupid ass up and said, look, you come with
bring
me.
Bring your ass. Or left Henry it. Ass. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't have
yeah,
been pissed.
Yeah. We know that.
Shit,
I'm talking about
dead
now.
Anyway.
I know then, yeah, y'all right about, but I'm talking about now. You're stupid. No, I'm just talking about now.
Nah, I can't. I don't know. As much as I like this episode,
that's
again,
not going
to
fly. I don't know how they're going to get over looking at her.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because I can't project myself two seasons down the line and be like, yeah, I feel for Lydia. I just can't. Because I still never trusted Enid's ass. I always thought that
Enid?
Yes. Okay. I always thought that Enid was a spy for the wolves. And I think that originally she was supposed to be, and they abandoned that storyline for Negan. But I never, ever, ever trusted Enid.
Speaking
every time
of Negan,
Enid did anything.
Now that I think about it, what was her purpose to be on the show anyway?
That I
she was
I
like Carl's companion.
Yeah, but they just wrote her in out of nowhere.
I think that's why. I think that she was supposed to be something with the wolves because she kept making comments about, yeah, y'all not safe here. Like, you think you're safe, but you're not safe. And she kept making these weird comments that made you think she was with the wolves, and they never explored that storyline. They abandoned it very quickly for the Negan storyline. But still, in my heart of hearts, I never, ever, ever trusted Enid. And I was waiting for her to do something fucked up.
So you're glad that bitch did?
I'm not glad that she's dead. I wish they would have done something with her.
Mm-hmm. They had a chance.
They had a chance, and they just didn't. They didn't do it.
Yeah, there was some mystery there, and we never knew what it was. And we're not going to get the answer now.
You just showed up at your parents and just said, just survive somehow, and just walk around eating dead turtles and shit. And that was it? Yeah. Just because you got a little boyfriend? The little Leonardo DiCaprio looking motherfucker. Just because you got him, all of a sudden now he's supposed to give a fuck about you?
I did like how Michonne checked Tara, though, when she was like, just like you were with the...
Right.
Man, I was like, get her.
I was thinking like, the same thing.
She was kind of like, oh, facts.
She said, fair. All right, you got me. I'll shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. She shut that shit down quick.
Yep.
I'm going to miss Tara, though. I really liked her.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I think just
she's
because
she's endearing.
Yeah.
I think y'all liked her as the actor, man.
I did like her as the actor, but also I liked her character progression. I liked the fact that she started off with the governor being a bad guy.
Yeah.
And she changed over into being a leader. And she was really caring. Mm-hmm. And I think if they had spent more time with her, we would have, well, I can't say we. I may have cared a lot more about seeing her on that pike. Hmm. That's all.
All right, so I didn't see the trailer, but
I did. It wasn't impressive.
Yeah. Okay,
just
walking around in the snow.
It's wintertime. Oh, they're afraid they don't freeze out.
Is it like months later or something? That's
I don't know.
Well, the snow started to fall, so it's probably at least a few weeks difference.
Snow started to fall.
Yeah, so when she put the little chip down for Henry, a snowflake fell on it.
Okay.
Damn, so what?
But it didn't really show anything because they were just walking around talking. I don't remember seeing any kind of conflict.
Yeah, so I guess something like basically it's cold.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trying. It's a harsh winter, and I guess they're trying to survive. And in order to survive, they have to. It looked like they have to cross the border. that she set for them. So because they have to cross the border, that's why I said, does that mean that she lets the herd out? So I guess that's going to be the big thing. So I'm thinking maybe a herd comes and takes out one of the communities is what I think.
Ooh. That would make sense.
I think it's cool that they're changing the way the show looks because it's looked pretty much the same for goddamn 10 years. No, never. Shit, we barely seen rain.
So that means they move it more north. Yeah.
I mean, they've been in Virginia, so so now snow makes sense.
Right.
That's a good point. That could be interesting because how do the zombies act in the snow? Oh,
shit. Alexandria's in Virginia.
Yes.
I just put that together.
I still
you didn't know either? Yeah, Alexandria's in Virginia.
It's the city.
I knew they were in Virginia, but I didn't know.
Yeah, we know we actually drove through.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah. We drove through Alexandria. But I was going to say, so predictions on what's going to happen. How does this make you feel about Negan?
Negan wasn't even in this motherfucker, was he?
I know, but...
Oh, you know he coming.
I still feel the same way I felt before as a, like, this chaotic, like, Dr. Doom type that's going to help out. But he's still, like, we still don't trust him, but he might can help us in this situation. Mm-hmm. Then we put him back where he was.
They might need him.
They will need him.
That's what everybody saying. Now it seems like everybody's buying into the whole Negan idea after this Pike situation.
I still don't like the idea.
I'm still like,
really? I still hate the idea of them trying to convert Negan over to being a good guy.
But Negan's kind of already converted, isn't he?
No. Like I'm talking about the show trying to make us feel like,
you're saying you don't like the fact that they're doing that.
Basically, doing a male version of Tara. Tara was bad.
Yeah, but Tara even didn't though really
she
kill
wasn't, a, she was
yeah,
just a follower.
But you know, but
yeah, Tara didn't
still
kill
still flipped. I guess just
the, right. You
know, just don't make him a leader, man.
Yeah, I can't take that seriously if they try to make him into
he's just
a
warrior. He's gonna come in with Lucille and knock everybody out.
I would be okay with that.
And then go back to
I
want to
see Negan and Beta go at it.
That would be dope.
Okay, yeah.
Because at least he can fucking fight, unlike Daryl and Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just miss Negan's swagger.
I miss the lean.
I just miss him in his element.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to get the... Yeah. What do we
well, God
have?
Damn.
Are y'all pissing your pants yet? Are you?
I hope
are
you got you on your shit and pants. Yet?
Oh, man, I love Negan's character.
Little
man.
Pig, little pig.
Oh, that's my shit.
All that's gone. Negan took his socks off. Got some slip-ons.
He might get it back. This may bring him back.
It might bring him back.
They should have killed somebody that would have fucked Negan up. See, if they killed Judith, then Negan would have a real reason to go out there and fight.
So how did you feel about Judith this episode?
She didn't really do shit.
Exactly. She's just a kid.
She was playing. I thought that was cool.
That was fine.
Yeah. That was dope.
I still don't like her. I still don't like her, but yeah, that was fine.
That's always the saying. Like, she hasn't been forced to be a kid.
I still
so now, you know, she was forced to be a kid, so she was a fucking kid.
It's like, do you remember me? Do you remember us? Yeah, I remember you.
I drew pictures.
I got a picture of you, and your hair done grow.
Now, I didn't know she had been gone that damn long.
I didn't know that either.
That was a shocker.
You didn't recognize her with those stupid little braid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. You're Carol, and you're the king. That's who y'all are. I knew that. Stupid little shit.
Anyway.
Just die.
All right, season finale tonight. Thank you guys for listening and sharing the show. I don't have any
because the trailer was not very enticing.
Yeah, they're going to cross the border and her going to kill
somebody.
Well,
no, they had something in the trailer. The kingdom fell.
He did say that. Well, that was the first. He was
kingdom fell.
Yeah, he's,
the kingdom fell.
Yeah, he was not, on the horse not, and he was like, the kingdom has fallen or something.
Should we watch it real quick or nah?
That was a big thing for me. It's like, okay, so something happens to the kingdom.
You want to see it?
No, I'm good not watching.
You good not watching? Okay.
Something happened to the kingdom, so how do y'all feel
about
that?
I think the herd, maybe the herd comes.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
That'll get them back to Alexandria to protect it, at least.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to have to do something big to set up next season.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
This shit's going to be wrong, all right? I'm going to just throw it out there just in case it's right, all right?
Good luck.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm going to need it. Hold on, let me see. Let me not count it as a prediction, but I think this would be cool. We saw Eugene messing with the radio.
He should have died.
If he like
facts,
really
big facts.
Yes, he should have.
What did he do to deserve the? Oh, because it'd be important. You mean
because he would have at least been more of a shock for me because.
You would
have. I wouldn't have cared either. But I mean, yeah, he's like pointless.
Anyway,
maybe for now.
Okay, go ahead.
But with this, what would be cool if it happened? This is not a theory, but I'm just saying it'd be cool.
Oh,
if
just
it
get it
I'm
out.
Protecting myself. All right? I gotta put up my
you already
wall.
Out there, nigga. Just start swimming.
I know.
All right. So Eugene was fucking with the radio. If he like gets a little static of Rick or something like that, that might be kind of cool to end the season on. I mean, that'd be cool to end the season on. What?
All the way up.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
That would be fine to end, like, maybe the next season with, because I'm not trying to hear Rick's voice and then not see his ass for the whole fucking season and then see a movie.
Yeah,
it's too soon.
They gotta resolve this whisper war. We're about to have the whisper war now.
Don't let Rick show up at the whisper war. He'd fuck the whole shit up.
Yeah,
you think so?
Daryl already got 10 people killed.
Right. What you think Rick would have done?
I thought she was like, fuck it up. Like, he'd fuck it up.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think you on to something, though.
You think so?
Oh, God. Look what you done.
Ride with me, man. Yes, yes.
So what you thinking, Ryan?
So if he does come on the radio, that's why Michonne leaves.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At the end of the next season. Right.
Yeah.
But not they can't do it this season. She doesn't leave until the end of the next season.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
The idea is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't end this season.
Not this season. Yeah. But yeah, I like, that's why I said I think you're on to something with that. Not this soon.
Yeah.
But you're definitely on to something with him coming on the radio at some point, and that's what makes Michonne actually leave to try to go find him.
Yep. And then she walks in and he's in the bed with another.
Oh my God. Mike gonna mic. He dropped his phone twice, by the way. just in case you hear the out of box the first time.
And then Michonne hits that face, that look that she has.
Man.
That,
yeah.
You know that look.
And that high pitched voice?
Yeah. And then here come RJ. Who that? Who that? Are you my daddy? Are you my.
Oh my God.
Rick, like, who the fuck is that?
Hell no.
Y'all making zombie babies now?
Hey, who you been fucking? God damn, you fucking zombies? Stop. God damn, you fucking zombies, Michonne?
Oh, somehow we get to fucking somebody.
Always.
It's that bad in these streets? God damn.
It's the end of the world, Rick.
It's the end of the world. You out here fucking zombies.
No,
yo, create a zombie baby.
Was anybody throwing off in the beginning?
About
these random ass people that we never.
Oh, I knew they were finna die.
Oh, yeah.
they were too damn happy.
Yeah, they got set up.
Happy anniversary.
Killed the zombie. Happy anniversary. Get your dead ass the fuck out of here. Both you dead motherfuckers.
They confused the fuck out of me. I was like, who are they and why are they even here?
I thought I had like come in like halfway. I was like, no, run it back. I was like, go to the beginning.
Bro, my dumb ass was like, oh, they the original founders of Hilltop.
I thought so too.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, who the fuck are these people?
No, I thought they pulled a Lost and they were like showing how the shit started. And then when they kept saying happy anniversary, I was like, oh, they're about to die. The second they got on that fucking that little horse and carriage shit, talking about here's our anniversary, about to go ride out. Oh, y'all dead.
Mm-hmm. All we saw was blonde hair.
And that was really dope. The fact that she scalped her, put the hat on. Man, that shit.
So creepy. I know her head was nasty up under there.
Huh.
Man, probably stunk.
I mean, she had dead skin all day, so.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, she had to wash it.
Yeah,
she had to wash it to go out there and talk to Ezekiel. He probably stink. His big doo-doo dreads. You know he stinks. He gonna have to cut that King shit out now. You done lost Henry.
So? He kind of did.
He put King Ezekiel on the fucking shit.
That was before everything
Queen
happened.
Carol. That's what I'm saying. So after this, and Queen Carol. After this, there ain't no King and Queen no more, bro. Your son done died. Yo, shit is over. Maybe that's what he meant by the kingdom done falling, because I ain't no motherfucking king no more.
No,
you done
you
got
see,
your tiger
no, you
killed.
See it, like,
you see the
burnt
kingdom,
up
like, burnt up and shit. Yeah, so something actually happens there.
Yeah, I'm about to go watch the trailer, because I don't think I saw that part. Anyway.
All right. In conclusion, that's why Eugene can't die yet, because he's still got some work to do.
Give me my daughter.
All right, y'all. We'll catch you guys next time.
Green eggs and ham, pieces and spice.
Bye.